It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, Grammy nomination day. Who's going to be snubbed for a Grammy this time? Nominations will be revealed sometime this morning. Hold on, let me go check. Nope, they haven't announced it yet. I have a website I go to for special info. Anyway, so, the 68th Grammy Awards will take place on Sunday, February 1st on CBS and Paramount Plus. So I'll let you know when the nominees come out. Michael explores the rise of Michael Jackson. All right, this one's particularly for my son-in-law because he's a Michael Jackson fan. So from his early days with the Jackson 5 to his groundbreaking solo success, yeah. It's a movie.
Let's take it from the top. This is your story.
Mm-hmm. And it stars Jafar Jackson. It premieres in theaters April 24th, 2026. Yes, I'll go with you. Journey announced a farewell tour, a 60-date, a North American tour. It kicks off on February 28th in Hershey, Pennsylvania, wraps up in July. Yes, they will be in Missouri, I believe. It's either April or June. I don't remember what Mr. Kane told me. Robert Irwin nearly faced a life-threatening moment on Dancing with the Stars when he inhaled confetti during a group routine.
Do you want an exclusive?
Yes.
I almost died tonight.
How?
I choked on a piece of confetti after the team dance. I went over to Whitney, and I think they cut away, and I couldn't breathe. And
wait,
then I just
really?
Went...
and you popped it up.
That young man is adorable. Speaking of adorable young men, Timothée Chalamet. Except he stands against an outer space backdrop on the cover of the new issue of Vogue. And some people say it's the worst cover the magazine's ever done. Some say it looks like bad Photoshop. I say, eh. I don't like his short haircut. Woody Harrelson attempted a card trick in front of his magic mentor, David Blaine, on The Hot Ones while promoting the third installment of Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Say your number out loud.
Okay. 8687.
8687?
Yep.
Oh. Okay. Well,
if that's 8687,
let's
that's
see if
crazy.
That's an 8. Start with that.
That's an 8.
That's pretty good.
That's a 6.
That's a 6.
Yeah, that's crazy.
One more card to turn. If this is a 7.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he did 8687. And the way Woody Harrelson laughs just cracks me up. Anyway, Now You See Me, Now You Don't hits theaters November 14th. David Harbour and Millie Bobby Brown arrived together at last night's Stranger Things season 5 premiere and posed for photos and even shared a hug despite rumors that she accused him of harassment. His whole personal life story is too much for me. Nikki Glaser is set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend with musical guest Somber.
Somber. Such a cool name. It's like if I call myself Glazer.
What?
Because it's usually spelled S-O-M-B-E-R. You took the E out.
It is. I've been spelling it wrong this whole time and nobody told me.
Whoa. More like anger.
Bruce Willis was spotted taking a walk on the beach with a couple of guys who could have either been friends or caregivers. Either way, let's leave Bruce Willis alone. And I got a dirt alert for you. Y'all, I just saw this today. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are reportedly living, quote, separate lives these days. And a lot of their friends think that, quote, the magic has started to wear off. She's got a residency in Vegas and he's spending a lot of time in Oklahoma. We'll see. And a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian took her sister to, quote, unquote, court in a promotional ad for Courtney's Lemmy gummies for colostrum with a nod to Kim's Hulu legal series All's Fair.
Ms. Kardashian Barker, you're being accused of failing to disclose your latest beauty and gut health secret, Lemmy colostrum. How do you plead?
Your Honor, I have done nothing but prioritize myself.
Objection, Your Honor. She's gatekeeping and I can prove it.
Courtney was looking more face-tuned by the day. But she kept saying, Kim, it's not ready yet. So I had her followed. Surprise, surprise. Let me colostrum.
Yeah. That's a... Sorry. I know that the critics are panning All's Fair with Kim Kardashian, but I love all the other actresses, so I like it. I know. I'm terrible. There's some people out there that don't like her. Of course, there's some people out there who don't like me.